Later this week, President Obama is scheduled to give a major address on terrorism and national security. One of the subjects expected to figure prominently in that speech is Guantanamo Bay Prison. Obama promised to close it when he first took office in 2009, but he's made little progress. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
President Obama listed all the reasons he thought the prison at Guantanamo needed to be closed during a press conference last month.
It is expensive. It is inefficient. It hurts us in terms of our international standing. It lessens cooperation with our allies on counterterrorism efforts. It is a recruitment tool for extremists. It needs to be closed.
The president has said this before, but administration officials say there's now a renewed focus at the White House to get it done. Last week, Attorney General Eric Holder told Congress that the administration was reviewing the files of a particular group of detainees.
There are steps that the administration can do and that we will do in an attempt to close that facility. There are a substantial number of people who can, for instance, be moved back to Yemen, and I think that is something that we have to review.
That substantial number is 56. 56 Yemenis at Guantanamo who have been cleared for release. That means officials have already, after lengthy review, determined that these men don't pose a danger to the U.S. So that would be the obvious place to start. But it's not without problems.
I think the president would need to make a difficult policy call about transferring large numbers of detainees to Yemen.
Matthew Waxman is a law professor at Columbia University. During the Bush administration, he was working on detainee affairs for the Pentagon. He says the security situation in Yemen is still fluid. Al-Qaeda's affiliate there is still considered dangerous.
We're not at a point where the political situation there is stable.
So the Obama administration would have to help the Yemeni government keep track of the detainees the U.S. sent back to make sure that they don't end up back on the battlefield. The president is expected to address those kinds of concerns at the National Defense University on Thursday. The speech comes at a particularly volatile time at Guantanamo. More than 100 of the 166 prisoners there are on a hunger strike. 30 of them are now being force-fed. The detainees told guards they stopped eating because they felt they'd been forgotten and that they would be held at the prison forever. Daphne Eviatar, a senior counsel at Human Rights First, says the White House has the power to change that.
One thing, the president has frequently said, Congress has made it impossible for me to close Guantanamo. And I think that's not true. And I think he's starting to recognize that's not true.
Congress has imposed restrictions, limiting money to transfer detainees and barring them from entry into the U.S. Still, Eviatar says there are things the president can do unilaterally to move detainees out of the facility. Transferring the Yemenis, she says, is somewhat easier since the moratorium on sending them back to Yemen came from the president himself, following a terrorist plot out of Yemen on Christmas Day 2009. Eviatar says there are another 30 detainees, aside from the Yemenis, who have also been cleared for release. Transferring those two groups could cut the prison population in half.
They can very quickly and very easily begin to certify that it's in the interest of national security to start transferring those people.
The risk is an obvious one. If any of those 86 detainees returned to terrorism, the administration would find itself with a lot to answer for. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.